Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cavs are in action tonight, sort of. Most of them aren't, but that's okay. You clinch the one seed. You get that luxury. It's Jake Bellmick with you guys here on Overtime until 11 tonight. Jax Gregory running the board as well. Andrew Hody on the 2020s and doing work behind the glass. Today was an interesting day in terms of just Browns content to be talked about in general. We've reached a relatively odd point, I feel like, in draft coverage, where you feel like you've hit just about everything, and then you look down and you go, oh, there's 2 weeks left. Okay. All right, we're still getting through April. Everything's still on the table at this point of what on earth can the Browns do, and a lot of different ways to go about it, but everything right now leaning towards taking Travis Hunter. Not real surprise. You get the pro day from Colorado. I'm sure, I don't know, somebody heard something that was whispered between the Browns and Travis Hunter, and now he's flying up board. Shador's flying down. Abdul Carter's staying there just because of the sake of him staying there. But there's a lot to be talked about, I think, on where the Browns are going, and more so the decision that you make if you go for Travis Hunter. Right, I've already previously laid out, it's probably my least favorite of the three options, although that's fine. There's really not a terrible, terrible way to go. There's not a move that I look at right now that if you take them at two, you're dooming your franchise. There's not a guy that's, you're not drafting Anthony Bennett, okay? Let's be very clear. Any of those guys can pan out to be very good, whether it's Shador, Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, all of them have a high ceiling in my eyes. Some people might disagree with Shador, but that's okay. But the conversation that I want to look at is sort of, again, the decision that you make if you're the Browns by drafting Travis Hunter. What is that saying? What is it saying when you go through it and you take Hunter about the way that you felt about this draft class, the way that right now you're looking at the rebuild of your organization? And for me, Travis Hunter is by far top number one, the safe pick in the draft. Right? And I've heard a lot of people, especially earlier on in the process, talk about how that's probably Abdul Carter and how that feels like the easy, no doubt, defensive end at one, should have high upside, pass rusher. That's your safe pick. Put him alongside Myles Garrett. How bad could he look? But when I look at it, I almost go down a different route. I look at Travis Hunter as being the safest pick in the draft because sure, he comes with a lot of, I don't want to say baggage, but just a lot of attention that comes with him from playing alongside Shador, playing under Deion, having Deion attached to him in general. Yeah, there's a lot of attention attached to taking Travis Hunter. But, guys, you're essentially getting two chances at the number two pick. Right? You're taking a stab at getting, okay, if I want to take Travis Hunter, he's either going to work out as a wide receiver, in my eyes, right? He's going to turn out to be what Andrew Berry, labeling him as a wide receiver first prospect. Okay, either he gets a chance to be a wide receiver one for your team, maybe wide receiver 1B playing alongside Jerry Jeudy, if you want to look at it that way. Or if you get him into the NFL and go, ah, yeah, just not really doing it on the offensive side of the ball. He's got a whole nother shot to pan out as a full-time corner as well. So not only then do you have two chances at this guy, really you're basically drafting a wide receiver and a corner for the just idea that one of them works out, but then you obviously have the sliver of chance and the sliver of hope that he actually works out on both ends of the ball, and he's a player that we haven't seen in the NFL for a very long time, playing multiple sides of the football and being dominant on either side of them. That to me is, you look at it and you go, well, I mean, if we take this kid and he doesn't pan out as a wide receiver or a corner, I mean, you gave yourself the best shot possible. Like, Abdul Carter is basically, does he pan out with injuries? Can he develop into being able to stop the run and have more than a bull rush? A lot of the times for defensive ends, I feel like that answer ends up being yes when you're at the ridiculous size that he's at, garnering the attention that he's getting. But if you have multiple chances on it, and even then the chance to get it doubled up and that they both work out, for me, it's a safety pick. It's a very low floor on what could potentially be of Travis Hunter with an insanely high ceiling, understanding that the difficulty of reaching that ceiling is near impossible, that he's absolutely elite on both sides of the ball. Again, that to me is the Browns going through, looking at this draft and saying, you know what? There's not a ton of talent here. And for the sake of Andrew Berry being able to shift the image of what he's done right now, and people saying, well, you're bad at drafting, you got to hit on your picks in the first round because your resume being Jed Wills and Greg Newsom doesn't exactly pan out perfect. That doesn't rub people the right way, and rightfully so. But if you're trying to get back in the good graces, stay in Cleveland for a while, well, yes, drafting a quarterback and having him pan out is your best chance of extending your time, because if Shador looks half decent, there's no way that you're firing Andrew Berry or Kevin Stefanski. But your next best option, and again, I think the safer option is take what could be. And I think that the word obviously gets thrown out a lot and gets tossed around. But truthfully, at the height of it, just by the fact that he could play two positions, Travis Hunter is a generational talent in that aspect. Like, that is true. Again, I don't love the comparison to Shohei Ohtani, but you'd call Shohei Ohtani a generational talent. Not only because he's elite at hitting the baseball, he's one of the best to do it right now in the MLB. And when it's said and done, you might be calling him one of the best to do it, period. But also, you add on the fact that he's a really good pitcher. Or even, I mean, top half of the league pitcher is probably the correct way to put it. And that doubles up. That's generational talent that you can do both. For Shador Sanders, or excuse me, for Travis Hunter, it is the exact same conversation. Well, even if you're elite on one end and pretty darn good on the other, that's generational. Nobody else does that. That guy doesn't come around once every 3 years. That guy comes around once every, like, three decades. Again, that is generational talent. So if you get that, again, it is a opportunity for Andrew Berry to then look at Cleveland fans and for Cleveland fans to look at him and say, you know, maybe this guy's not so bad. Maybe he can draft somebody within the first round. I see a very low floor for drafting Travis Hunter and what turns out to be when you evaluate this prospect in the individual part of things, right? When you're just looking at Travis Hunter and you go after year one and go, oh, he's a complete bust. There's just too much opportunity there. Travis Hunter, immediately as he steps into the league, practically has deemed himself like a 3 to 4 year career just because, oh, okay, year one and into year two, the wide receiving doesn't look great again. You just switch him over to full-time corner and go, well, hopefully he pans out here. That, to me, is the safe pick and the safest in the draft. You can forget about Abdul Carter because I think there's question marks to be had there where, again, if injuries don't plague out his way or if he's sitting there and at the end of the day, well, yeah, he can get to the passer here and there. He can get to a quarterback. But he's being stifled by bigger offensive linemen, being stifled by more skilled offensive linemen, and he only has one move. Yeah, even if he's a mediocre defensive end, you look at the number two pick, and after 1 year can go, I'm not going to say it's a bust, but it doesn't look like Andrew Berry probably got me the best guy there at number two. It's just so free of a pick for Andrew Berry to take Travis Hunter. It really is. If you're trying to convince the city, which we know for a fact, that in some capacity, you're trying to at least convince Jimmy Haslam you can do it, and part of that is, hey, keeping the city happy. So you're trying to convince, I think, the city of Cleveland that you can be a solid drafting general manager. And the safest way to get that done, yes, would be to draft Travis Hunter. Again, we're sticking by it. I'm Shador it too. I still think getting the quarterback and the opportunity to get a quarterback that could pan out to be pretty well for you is going to be and should be your top priority. But if you're looking to play things safe in my eyes, and again, I don't think there's a wrong way you could go necessarily at two, but if you want the safest pick in the draft, you want the guy that has the highest chance of panning out, and you're not worried about even maybe getting the most talented player at one spot in the draft, then okay. Go draft the athlete, draft the guy who's going to be of an elite, just ball hawk on both sides of the ball. You got so many chances to make it work. It just, to me, feels like a safety pick. And I think there's a lot there and a lot that the Browns have to try to figure out in the early years of that going before you actually pan it out. But that's a problem for them. To me, drafting Travis Hunter is, again, almost looking at it and going, I'm just going to make sure that we get this one and try to get this one right, and we'll worry about everything else down the line. You're eliminating risk as much as possible, which for convincing Cleveland is great. For turning around directly in year one, a 3-14 football team, probably not a surefire ideal scenario to get it done. I think getting the quarterback and Shador would equate to more wins in year one if that's what you're looking for. If you're looking for potential long-term solution and keeping the city happy about your job as a general manager, Travis Hunter would be the pick. 216-474-0092. Is Travis Hunter actually the safest prospect in the draft? And is that what the Browns should be focused on? You can also get to me on X at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C, Jake, so we get to our social media reactions. Powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Loaded show as always for you guys. We're going to talk to Chris Easterling of the Akron Beacon Journal coming up at 8 o'clock. And the latest on the Browns, his thoughts on what they're going to do at 2 and everything happening around Pittsburgh as well. At 8:40, we'll talk to Joe Rexrode, covers the Titans down in Nashville for Draft Daily. We'll get basically confirmation. Cam Ward at 1? Okay, Cam Ward at 1. Any chance you're not going Cam Ward at 1? Didn't think so. All right. That's a quick synopsis of how that's going to go, but I imagine Joel have some great insight. We'll also get to the station buzz coming up later this hour at 7:40. Get a grip at 9. We'll bring in Jax Gregory later on in the show for a little bit of change your mind. But right now, 216-474-0092. Is Travis Hunter actually the safest prospect in the draft, and is that what the Browns should be focused on? We'll get to your calls and more coming up here in about 5 minutes. It's Jake Volnick with you guys here on Overtime until 11 on the Fan. And should that be the focus for the Browns? To me, it's almost a battle in my own brain thinking between, okay, should the Browns be focused on just getting this safe, surefire, this guy probably at some point at some position pans out and we look good? Because for the Browns, probably more than a one-year rebuild, right? I don't expect the Browns to be anywhere near Super Bowl contention in 2025. Maybe near a wild card spot, but that's about as far as I give you. But it's probably not going to be Super Bowl contention. I think we should all be okay sitting there looking at the roster right now, knowing the problems that are ahead and what happened last year and going, yeah, it probably makes sense. Right? I don't think I'm breaking the world by throwing that out there. If it was guaranteed, oh, you're basically coaching for your job here and you needed to win games, and winning games is the only way to do it, it should be Shador and it shouldn't be close. That's your best opportunity to save your job. But from the comments that we've heard from Jimmy Haslam, almost it feels like they're potentially giving them an extra leash in Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. And at that point, knowing if you have more than 1 year in anything barring, you know, you go 3-14 again, if you're able to just avoid that and that's really all you're doing, then Travis Hunter might be your best option. He very well might. If you're in Andrew Berry's shoes, that might be the path that you want to go down because kid's probably going to be pretty good somewhere and we're looking to build cornerstone pieces on this team and get him there quickly. A decent shot that at least at one of those positions, Travis Hunter is a cornerstone level piece that you can get to. Again, I still operate under the fact that a disaster year probably ends in your job and you don't go anywhere in the NFL until you figure out quarterback. But I can also see it from the other eyes, but from the other stance, just putting me in the shoes of Andrew Berry. If you wanted to go Travis Hunter, I'm not going to say it makes no sense. I can definitely see the spin for it. And again, 216-474-0092, whether or not Travis Hunter is the safest prospect in the draft. I want to get your guys' calls on this. Let's go out to the phones and go to Tyrese in Cleveland. You're first up on the fan. What's going on, man?
Not much. How are you?
I'm doing well. What do you got?
Man, so I honestly think, even though this is beside the point, Ashton Jeanty, that guy right there, I feel like he might be the most safest pick. But we're not getting that guy. So that's why I said it's beside the point. I really want to bring up the fact that even though these situations are two completely different situations, the Texans moving up to three to get Will Anderson, they were able to do that. They were able to afford that due to our mistakes. But do you think it's wise or also possible to trade up before pick number 9 to stop the Saints to maybe getting that pick? And to be honest, I don't think the Giants shouldn't even get Shador. So stopping the Saints at 9, do you think that's wise to do that, even though we have 9 picks, but it's not a deep draft capital, you know?
And Tyrese, you're saying make the pick at 2, draft somebody obviously not named Shador, and then trade back up before 9 to get Shador.
Yeah, so draft, you know, I love Travis Hunter. I feel like he will be a great defender. You know, give him some packages on offense, maybe have him run up to five routes, you know, some screens there. But, you know, give him the ball. But we will basically have a Justin Jefferson at DB. Just think about that. But then also, partner him up with his best friend, you know what I mean, in college, if that makes sense. But stop the Saints, because I feel like the Saints would take Shador. To be honest, you know, I don't think they believe in Derek Carr as much as they would probably believe in Shador if they had the opportunity to get him, you know. And I feel like the mistake of us letting go Baker, even though Baker decided to play through injury, I feel like Shador, his comp being Baker, makes a lot of sense when it comes to his attitude, maybe his approach, but his attitude for sure. And I feel like the chemistry between Shador and Travis, the confidence with his confidence would never deplete, knowing the fact that he has the guy that he's been doing this for 4 years with on the same team in the NFL with a team that's literally culturally wise that we need to change. And they've done it together, two college teams already, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just that type of mindset that Shador has. And then knowing that he can also do this with the guy he's done this with 4 years straight, I feel like that level of confidence will, like, just exuberant and feed off the other guys and seeing how connected these guys are. But yeah, stop the Saints from getting Shador and just trade up. We have the capital. We have 9 picks, you know, 9 picks.
Right. And Tyrese, I would probably put it to a point We talked to Matt Verderam. He covers the NFL for Sports Illustrated. Well-informed. He's out there taking a look at everything, talking to NFL execs, talking to NFL coaches. And I asked him about that exact scenario because it's one that I like, too. If it was realistic, and I think maybe more realistic is you basically bank on the Saints not drafting him, although that's a risk of itself. But then even getting back up to, like, 16, and he was like, listen, you can do that. But understand that if you're talking about capital this year in order to make that trade happen, you're talking about giving up 33, giving up a third-round pick, and then probably giving up a fourth and potentially something else later down the line as well. Like, you're unloading a good chunk of the draft that you'd have this year, which is the part that it would scare me off of making that move because the Browns have a lot of places where they need to get things right. Right, you still have an entire offense to essentially overhaul, especially if we're talking in a two-year plan. I mean, you still have to go out, fix the offensive line because Joe Batonio is going to be gone at some point. White Teller probably isn't sticking around till the end of time. And Jack Conklin, you can make the same argument for. So like, you have to shore up the offensive line in more than just a next year solution. And then, yeah, he's running back. I think getting another wide receiver, although you'd have Travis Hunter in this scenario, so I think that helps a lot. Probably getting an additional tight end. You can help shore up defense, safety. There's a lot of spots where you have to look for the Browns that just don't openly come available next year where you're going to have additional needs that you have to fix that year as well, and you're going to be looking to be competitive. So that's the only thing that would scare me off of doing that. But, yeah, I mean, if that's a scenario that presents itself and you don't have to give up that much, then yeah, all day. Ashton Jeanty is also a very safe pick, by the way. If you trade back into getting Ashton Jeanty, safe pick at running back, probably just doesn't change a whole lot for you. Now, let's keep the calls rolling. Let's go out. Roy is in Akron. What's going on, Roy?
Hey, how we doing, man?
Doing good. How about you?
So, I don't think Hunter's the safest pick. I like him, but he's not Deion Sanders. I mean, and what I mean by that, it's not his fault. The kickoff return is gone. Like, people forget how intriguing that was of Deion's game. Now, there is punt returns, but I don't think Hunter punt returns, does he?
Off the top of my head, I don't actually know if he was returning punts. I don't think so. Not off the top of my head, no.
So, we've drafted how many cornerbacks? Like, dude, enough of the cornerbacks. We take – and math-wise, like – no one, the experts know nothing about QBs. I mean, how much more do we know? Can we prove that? No one said to take the guy over Stroud. I mean, Stroud over the guy. Nobody said Daniels was better than Caleb. You got Purdy and Brady, sixth and seventh round picks. No one said to take Mahomes over Trubisky. The experts don't know. They don't know. I mean, I think half of this is to get us out of drafting a chitter so that New York can get him. But I'll say this. The only way I'm happy we don't take a quarterback at two and we take, say, Hunter, is if we come up, I think, more realistically to get Dart. And I'll tell you, after watching film, they're all 6'2". They're all between 215 and 225. And I'll be honest, if you watch just – I mean, I think you can tell a lot from film, even highlight films. I mean, Dart's arm made – it was the most impressive to me, like short – medium, long passes, slants. That's the kind of stuff you can tell. What kind of throws do they make? But I think you got to tell, well, who were the Browns? You take a quarterback. A quarterback is not going to move the needle enough for us, especially after what happened, you know? And I just don't see how people – nobody's ever right with the quarterback. I mean, maybe a number one guy, but we don't know. What if Shadur comes out, he's throwing 60, you know, 70% completion? No, I mean, that's all I got to say. I just think we're overthinking it. Not to mention he says he likes the Browns. I thought for sure right off the bat Deion was going to say, yeah, he's not going to Cleveland. I ain't letting that happen. Now we got this guy saying, yeah, bring it on. Bring it on. I mean, maybe he's saying it to get drafted too, but you just don't see that much in Cleveland. Like, I thought for sure it would be nixed by Deion. Nah, I don't want him to go to Cleveland. And he's up there saying he plays with him in Madden and bring it on. And I mean, I love Hunter, but it's just not going to move the needle for the Browns. Quarterback's the only thing that can get you more than 6 wins a year if he's that great.
Hey, Roy, I appreciate the call. I think to some degree, like, listen, one, I think a lot of the stuff where Shador's uplifting the Browns is, yes, to put him at 2, and that's somebody who wants Shador taken at 2. I also just understand the game that Deion and the Shador Sanders camp are playing in the grand scheme of things, which is if we have a chance to get our quarterback and our guy taking number two, yeah, we're going to take every opportunity and every chance to do that. You're just not running away from basically the money opportunity to get it done. I can sit here and, again, make the sell for Shador because that's who I want. It's not difficult for me. I can do that. I just think it's a different conversation when you talk Browns, when you talk Andrew Berry's situation of trying and going to get somebody who's going to realistically contribute. And that is, if you're looking for safety, hey, I finally got one right. It could very well be Travis Hunter. Like, even if Shador plays well next year and Travis Hunter goes out and looks really good, are you going to be sitting there going, oh, you should have taken Shador? Not necessarily. Might depend how the quarterback play looks, but not necessarily. All right, let's get Todd in Ward 1 in here. What's going on, Todd?
Okay, Jake. So I'm going to answer the question. I'm going to stay on topic, all right?
All right.
He is a safe bet. I'm not convinced he's the safest bet. I pay attention to the secondary. That's what I pay the most attention to. Mm-hmm. And he's better than Deion was at that age. That is true. Okay? And he was coached by Deion. And that helps a lot. However, I do not believe he's the safest bet, and this is the reason why. Abdul Carter could play linebacker every single down. Oh, I left this out, too. And Denzel Ward's concussions concern me, which makes Travis Hunter a much as on him being a safe bet. Those concussions concern me, okay?
Yeah.
But Abdul Carter could play linebacker every down. That's the truth. He doesn't have to play defensive end. And I'd like to know if you've made a good assessment of the significant improvement of Alex Wright at defensive end. And in addition to that, I also want to know, can you imagine Abdul Carter on one side and number six on the other side, and they're behind Alex Wright and Myles Garrett and looking pretty good? Can you imagine that?
Yeah, I mean, I would love if that was the case. I don't think that there's necessarily a pick that you look at in this draft that you just scratch your head at next year and go, how on earth did Andrew Berry make that decision? Like, if it's Shador, if it's Abdul Carter, if it's Travis Hunter, I can see the logic behind taking any one of them. And I'm not going to go, well, that guy's a moron. But for Abdul, yes. Okay, so even if it's defensive end or linebacker, because obviously he played linebacker at Penn State before shifting over this year. The opportunity that he could be very good at rushing the quarterback. Yeah, I also just think there's a lot of question marks with Abdul. Health, obviously, is a massive concern, and I'm not buying the Adam Schefter reports today that his agent was like, yeah, it all checked out, looked good. Yeah, if I was his agent, I'd say that too.
And Alex is significantly better at defensive end. He's very serviceable. So now it comes down to, okay, Travis at wide receiver, he'll be good. He's not going to be great. He'll be good. He's not going to be great. He is an exceptional defensive back that has receiver's hands, and that's going to help a lot. So if they're insisting on staying there, he's safe. But he's probably not the safest bet. This off the air. Who are they going to move out the secondary when he comes? Somebody got to go.
I could give you a real good inclination of who that would be. That would be Greg Newsom.
At what pick?
What do you mean at what pick?
They're going to have to trade him for some picks. They're not going to just let him go.
I don't know if they said. I'll explain it, Todd. I appreciate
that's another
the call.
Conversation. I know.
Yep.
All right, man.
But for a lot of those reasons, even if Travis Hunter is a good wide receiver, again, I brought up the comp that a lot of people disagreed with, that I think Travis Hunter is just a wide receiver, late first, early second. Stand by my word on that. But like, even if he's a mediocre wide receiver, if he's your wide receiver two, okay. Wide receiver two, if he's a good wide receiver in the NFL, but then an exceptional corner, if he comes in and plays 5 to 10 snaps at wide receiver, if he plays, let's say, 10 snaps for the sake of argument, if he goes out there and runs 10 routes and ends up with 3 catches, that's more than any other corner is giving you. And if he's panning out at corner, it's already a safe pick. If he's that exceptional, that great of ball skill, that to me is why, if you're looking for safety in a pick, which I'm not, but if you are, it just feels like it would be Travis Hunter. Again, 216-474-0092. We'll get to a couple of your calls here coming back. As well, we'll get to the station buzz. That's in about 5 minutes. It's Jake Volnick with you guys right here on the Fan. If we're talking safety, a guy that can play both positions, I just don't know how you rule it out. I want to get your guys' calls in on this. Let's go out to the phones. Let's talk. Sean's in Houston. Sean, is Travis Hunter the safest pick in the draft for the Browns?
Have you ever seen an NFL player weigh 170 pounds be a safe pick? That's my first question.
Oh, he's 184. He weighed in at the combine. 14 pounds heavier.
He had a couple cheeseburgers before he went in.
Also, the 200 pounds, so let's say a 16-pound difference. It's slight, but like 6 foot, very similar build was Malik Nabers last year. Very good player.
Look, he's good. We're talking safe pick. He's not on Justin Jefferson's level. That's a wide receiver. This is a number two pick. This isn't a 10th pick, a 15th pick. He's not Patrick Surtain. He's not like, look, at the end of the day, the safest pick, there's one player in the top 10 pick that has been arguably supposed to be good since his freshman year, that was good, that exceeded expectations, that was a blue chip recruit, the only player in the top 10, and that's Mason Graham. I don't like Michigan, but how are you going to say the safest pick is not a guy that's built like a D-tackle, that can play like an edge inside out, outside in guy, weighs 320 pounds, produced. He is the safest pick in the draft. And you know that you can get him at 6, 7, or 8, around there. And you know somebody in that range is going to trade up for Shador, Travis Hunter. Why would you not get 2 to 3 for sure starters on rookie contracts when we're cap hurt the next 2 years? There's not a quarterback we're plugging and playing. It makes no sense. Andrew Berry's a smart guy. I hope he picks something like that, and we can get 3 for sure starters. That's what I want. That's the safest route to go. We cannot afford a miss. We can't, period. End of story. We cannot.
All right, John, I appreciate the call. I mean, I would agree with you in the fact that he can't afford a miss. I just don't know, again, with two positions, that Travis Hunter is a massive miss opportunity. I like Mason Graham a lot. I would, if I'm not drafting a 2, which, again, I'm glad you didn't throw out drafting Mason Graham at 2, because at that point, you're insane, right? Like, not that he couldn't be the second-best player that came out of this draft class, but just from pure value standpoint, we know nobody's drafting him at 2. You got to at least trade back if you're going to take him. But, yeah, that opportunity is definitely on the table to go out and do. I don't know. Just doesn't feel like a massive a win for the Browns to get Mason Graham and then go get a couple of guys, what, in the second, third round? Like, yeah, there's shots there to be taken. I like building up the roster, but you're still on the offensive side of the ball missing star power. You said he's not Justin Jefferson, which I agree with wholeheartedly. Justin Jefferson, though, if we're talking frame, anybody got a guess? 6'1", 194. Say it's 10 pounds, right? It's 10, like, it's a difference. It's not that big of a difference. It's his first year. Like, I don't have the probably time for what it would be worth right now doing a solo show to find what he weighed in at the combine, but I got to imagine it was probably close to like 185, 190. And he's elite. He's an elite wide receiver. All right, let's go back out to the phones. Jeff is in Cleveland. Jeff, is the safest pick in the draft Travis Hunter in your eyes?
No. Not at all. He's not the safest pick. No. The safest pick is where they need help. And the quarterback position is much needed than what they want. Okay, so their needs is much better, much greater than they want. And their need is quarterback. And they pass up Shador at 2, that's going to be a big, big problem. Not just with the fans. It's going to be a big problem. They can't pass up a quarterback at number 2 when their need is so great for that position. Now, they've been shopping. They have been shopping Greg Newsom for some time now.
Right.
They want to put him in the bag and, you know, blow him up and send him off, but nobody wants him.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Somebody probably wants him in some capacity, right?
Nobody wants Greg Newsom. They've been Newsom shopping for a few years now.
Yeah, I just feel like it's probably more value. I think it's probably more value on that front. And Jeff, I appreciate the call. I feel like it's probably a lot more value of the Browns valuing Greg Newsom higher than probably what a lot of people are willing to give him. They did burn a first round pick on him, and he hasn't played like a first round corner. So they're probably trying to get closer to like, we'll take a third. It's like nobody's giving you a third for Greg Newsom. I just, again, a quarterback, and guys, like, I will continue time and time again to tell you, I want Shador at two. So when I talk these conversations, it's more from a standpoint of logic than what my heart's feeling. Because I'm like, yeah, I love everything I see out of Shador. I would, in a heartbeat, not pass up on him at two. But at the same time, to say that you can't pass up on Shador at two and that there's no opportunity and you have to draft for need. Well, drafting for need is one of the most dangerous things you can do if you're an NFL team. Like, yes, quarterback is the one spot that you kind of get away with it. But if you're just going to draft a quarterback because you need a quarterback, it's a bad decision. If the Browns are looking at the tape and Kevin Stefanski is watching Shador play football in college and goes, I just don't know that if we stick him in this system right now that he's going to be able to elevate this team to the next level where they currently stand. Don't draft him. You cannot pull the trigger and draft that guy if you have any doubts whatsoever. Now, if you don't, you draft him. But I don't think, in no means is drafting a quarterback the safest play for an NFL team in my eyes ever. Right? I don't know that you ever get away with going quarterback. Like, that's probably the least safe pick that you ever make. at any point. Drafting Caleb Williams, while it's the safest pick that you can make at quarterback, it's still not a safe pick. It's safe because he was a bona fide number one. Nobody was going to pick anything else. But, like, you don't know for a fact he's going to be a star. Quarterbacks pan out in terms of being and living up to the hype that is surrounded them. They live up the least to the draft pick that's associated. So I'm definitely not considering Shador. For me, safest pick is between Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter. And that's with me wanting to take Shador too. Let's get one more call in here. Again, Chris Easterling of the Akron Beacon Journal joining us at 8. Let's go to Jim is in Strongsville. What's going on, Jim?
Hey, the biggest question would be how are you defining safe? I mean, you know, what are we saying? A guy that's going to have a 10-year career, be a starter? Or are you saying a guy that's going to be, has the lowest floor and maybe not as high? You know what I mean? How are we defining safe?
Safe being that you look back in the draft and you go, okay, within the next 2 years, I don't fully blame you for making the pick. So more so, I would say, on the level of probably starter to slightly above, like a major contributor on the team at the number two pick.
I mean, I don't think any of these guys we're talking about in the top four are quote-unquote safe. And my take is, because they all have huge question marks. So my take with it is, look, you got this number two pick. You know what you're doing this year. And I get what you're saying, like, if you're not 100% committed. But, look, I want swing for a home run. Swing for the fences. You know, a single sounds really great. But you know what this franchise needs? You need a home run. They need to take – I would take Shador Sanders, and I would just cross my fingers and hope that you hit this home run. Because you know what? That's going to turn a franchise around faster than anything else. Everybody talks about the team building and this and that. Yeah, okay. And then nothing really happened with that team until they got a quarterback. So I'm just saying, like, in my attitude, swing for the fences. Otherwise, take the running back from Boise. Take Mason Graham. If you want to play it safe, those are my ideas. You trade down and you get a guy that you know is going to be a solid starter for probably 10 years in the league. Otherwise, like, I'm just not sold that Hunter is that. I mean, everybody's talking about it playing both ways. Listen, it's hard enough to learn one position in the NFL. And these people think a rookie's going to come in and learn two? I think it's unrealistic. And he hasn't proven enough as a wide receiver. I'm more for the fact to take a swing for the fences with Shador, and if you're not going to do that, trade back and get one of these guys that truly is, quote-unquote, a safe pick.
Jim, I appreciate the call. We're up against it, so I got to let you go. But, I thought he was talking about the Guardians there for a little bit. I need to take a home run swing. Yeah, I could use a guy that could hit a home run right about now. But, yeah, I mean, I understand the risk, take a home run. And, you know, the stat that I love about the Browns since 99 is 14 times you've had a top five pick. Two of those you used on a quarterback. That's the one I always draw back to when I talk about taking Shador Sanders. And I love the home run swing and turning the franchise around quickly. But that's the thing. If you miss on the quarterback, not that it sets you back, but it definitely doesn't get you any closer. If he's not a star, in fact, taking Shador, if he were to pan out and look more like Baker did when he was here, where he's closer to top 15 type quarterback, borderline top 10, that's less safe. All right, we'll do the station buzz coming up later on in the show. We'll push that back, but we'll get to it. Chris Easterling coming your way in about 5 minutes for the Akron Beacon Journal. It's Jake Volnick with you guys here on Overtime on The Fan.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms. rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.